One pair of hands on the mountains, one pair of hands from the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
bless you tonight is my prayer. All those who have actually came to the responsible time in their life to actually pony up, as we say down here in the South, and pony up they have. Praise Yahweh. We just had a wonderful day here. We were called last night after the radio program by a very prominent attorney in a Midwestern state. And he gave me the directions to pick up a FedEx envelope and the time that I should be at this particular FedEx location in Knoxville, Tennessee. And I got there at 11:45. The envelope was supposed to arrive at 12 o'clock. I got there 15 minutes after, walked up to the desk, cleared an envelope, signed for it, and opened it to $6,000 in money. And I am so thankful. My heart is just overjoyed at the result of this being the fourth day of the month of September, where we have received a wonderful, wonderful pledge offering that was delivered, and I am so thankful. And for all of you, now I'm going to sort of review what we've got coming up for next week. I had a brother to call me out of Pennsylvania last night also. Now these calls are coming after the broadcast. Brother from Pennsylvania, the state of Pennsylvania has really ponied up for our fundraising for the Feaside property. We're getting there slowly but surely. We are making inroads toward the clear deed. I'm not talking about getting a mortgage and paying a usury, because this house belongs to Yahweh. This property is Yahweh's. We want it free and clear of all of the debts or the mortgages that could be applied against it so that we can have a place free of debt, free of having to worry about making payments and begging continuously for money. This is the first telephone that Pastor Buddy has ever been involved in to solicit from our brothers and sisters. And, man, have they delivered. Already $136,000 has been delivered for our tally. With this amount today, it really, I mean, it took a tremendous burden off of my spirit to know that people are ponying up. Praise Yahweh. Now, this brother from Pennsylvania told me that he's cutting a check and sending it out to me. I'll receive it next week for $250. And we certainly, I mean, it was just a joy to hear this brother. He's a very prominent religious figure, and he himself is very, very involved in the kingdom principles. And people that are going to help you. It may not be much, but to us, I mean, we just appreciate a dollar, $5, five silver dollars. I got a brother that's going to be sending me five silver dollars. And just today, I had a brother to tell me he was going to send me a gold ring with diamonds inset. And he says he thinks the ring will be worth somewhere between $250 and $300. We'll take it. Praise Yahweh. It's wonderful to know that we are involved in a fundraising, and a lot of people don't want me to talk about it. They want me to preach on the Bible. And well, you know, the Messiah carried a money bag for the ministry. He made solicitations. He watched the treasury. He was aware of the needs of this old, especially this old preacher. I'm a one Yahweh apostolic preacher. I don't have many friends, but I have found out that I've got some comrades in the common faith and some even outside the faith. A lot of people that send in doesn't particularly agree with everything that I say, but they know my heart's right. They know that my heart is right in there rooting for all I can get so that we can have a place free of encumbrances and debt where that we can praise Yahweh and we can have a right to the tree of life. You know, Yahweh wants a cheerful, giving people that loves Him and that appreciates Him. And it's just like the yellow rose of Texas. You know, the white camellia. That's a flower that I've taught on that in the past. And the radiant glory of the white camellia. Man, it's awesome. I thank Yahweh for the state of Pennsylvania that is ponied up. The state of Illinois is very, very well represented. Actually, the state of Illinois leads in producing giving. And, you know, I'm going to have a different viewpoint about you guys from Illinois. I call you Northerners, and really you're not. You're north of the Mason-Dixon, but you're actually west. It's a Midwestern state. And I'm really thankful for Illinois ponying up here and getting a job done. Praise Yahweh. The first offering we got out of Pennsylvania was for $1,000, a personal check written by a very devoted friend of mine, and put his money where his mouth was. He's just a common laborer, a young man, got a life in front of him. This Feastsite, ladies and gentlemen, if you can happen to agree to worship with us or come down and visit us, you'll find out that we turn the page. I mean, we get in a book, and if it's written in a book, we don't have no argument with it. Rightly divided now. If you can read it, come on and bring it. Praise Yahweh. Now, we have a brother that called me today. Now, this brother, I'm not going to mention his name, but he gave me a wonderful surprise. Now, this is the same brother that sent me on the mission to Knoxville to FedEx to receive a love offering of $6,000. What, you just don't know how much burden that it rolled off of my shoulders, because we're getting close. We still got a way to go, so we want you to still think about us. We haven't even started to ask you to help us on the building projects. That'll probably begin to happen in the spring, in the spring festival, right before Passover. But if you have anything to give, if you have a wheelbar, if you have a set of tools, if you have a tractor, I mean, we've made an urgent appeal because we've got to keep the property clean. If you have a tractor, we have brothers that's in the faith that have got trucks and trailers, heavy-duty equipment trailers that can come and pick it up. So if you had something to donate that's in good, runnable shape, good, you know, reasonable, good condition, we're going to have to spend a fortune on it. For our responsibilities is to be good stewards. My brother used that word, and one that rang in my spirit, a good steward. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight when we get in the Bible. And so then this brother told me, he said, are you going to be home Tuesday? And I said, well, as far as I know. And he said, well, okay. He said, be at home because you're going to have to sign for this. I'm sending you something in the mail. It should be your Tuesday, no later than Wednesday. How does that? Praise Yahweh. So, see, we still got people committing. These are the stewards of the blessings that they've received, and now they're sharing in the blessings to have a place where we can enjoy to come with liberty. I mean, you know, if you want to set out under the tent and sleep in your booths, this tabernacle, we know it's going to be a little bit later than normal. Normally we have it in early October. Now it's at the last part of October due to the 13th month. However, the weather's been excellent down here, and today it was just gorgeous. I'm really pumped in my spirit. I'm encouraged by the love of the faithful and the few stewards that we're going to teach about and give you an explanation of responsibility that you have toward your creator. Man shall not live by bread alone. Now, the Bible says all a man's labor is to feed his mouth, and yet his appetite is not quenched. Now, that means that all you're going to get is to enjoy is what you eat and what you drink and the reward of serving your brothers, being a servant, more blessed to give than it is to receive. And we're finding out that a lot of the people of Yahweh are not ponying up. They're laying back. And they're expecting someone else to carry the load. See, if you don't pony up, you know, say, well, I don't have but $100, send it. We'll receive it. We're right now in the process of making a certificate of appreciation of those who have given, and we also are now sponsoring a Bible. I received this Bible in the mail. It seems like it's fairly well written and put together, and it's most of you that are in the sacred name are familiar with this Bible. I've had many of them. It's the Scripture Institute produces these Bibles, and they're local here. Torah Institute, just up the road in Louisville, Kentucky. So it's, if you'd like to have the address, we're going to start selling these Bibles. We're going to get a case at a time. And if you'd like to have one, please call me, and I'll put you on the mailing list. They're going to be $45 delivered to your door. Now, these are pretty nice Bibles. They're large print, the ones that I've got, and we're intending to stay with that. They're, I believe Brother Don said they were leather bound, and I think it is. But anyway, it's Torah Institute, Post Office Box 436044. That's 436044. Out of Louisville, Kentucky, with the zip code 40253. To order you one, if you'd like to order you one, go ahead. If you'd like for us to order you one, call me at some point or write me and put your name on the list, and we will include, if you will, a majestic certificate of the appreciation that we have toward your giving. And if you can, tuck us in a little extra for the feast or operating the feast site, and we hope to be there. Ladies and gentlemen, it's looking like that there is a slim chance that we could be on the property by the 21st of next month. I just received word from one of the brothers, again, from Illinois, and he assures me that we could possibly close 30 days sooner than expected. And if we can get the cooperation of the people that own the property now to move on, they want to go north, and we would like to oblige them. So if you could help us, send us out some tithes and offerings or a feast to fund the special offering that we solicit to you in the name of Yahweh as a good steward of the blessings that Yahweh's provided. There's somebody that could send me 20 pieces of gold. I've said that. And I expect that somewhere along the line, we're going to get rewarded by some good steward's generosity of cheerfulness and giving. Listen, folks, you can't take it with you. You can't eat it. You can't sleep with it day and night. Put it to the money changers. We're going to talk about that just in a moment. Now, again, we have a brother from Michigan that has just upped his offering. It's already in the mail. A silver count of somewhere toward $2,000 to $3,000, somewhere in there. We don't know round figure, but we'll know by Tuesday or Wednesday because we'll receive it. Now, that's going to be added to the feast fund, and we're going to anticipate receiving next Tuesday or Wednesday also 5 ounces. Now, that's worth well over $5,000. Praise Yahweh. These are the special coins, and so it adds up. We really appreciate it, and that would be from the great state of Arkansas. Praise Yahweh. Now, we have a sister that is going to send us from the great state of Michigan also a $500 check in the mail. It's already in the mail before the feast fund site, and you won't believe what other work that these people do for us in the assembly. They're workhorses. They're stewards. And they put their money where their mouth is, and I'm so thankful. Praise Yahweh. Now, we also have from the state of Michigan, again, and Michigan is really measuring up here, another offering pledged right now, and the brother is done thinking that he can get it to us sooner, and that will be for $1,000. And we really thank Yahweh for you. If we've left anybody out, we didn't mean to. We haven't mentioned all the givers anyway, and we don't intend to because some want to remain anonymous, and that's their prerogative. But the Bible says, give honor to whom honor's due. So we'd like to take these radio minutes for just a special honor to those that have ponied up and got on the bandwagon with us for the property. We see the property now within the next 2 weeks of being finalized. So we need your help. get in on it. And if we have any extra over, we hope we do abundantly, that if we do have any extra money, it's going to go in on the fee site fund for the building. We need several buildings. We need restrooms. We're going to make them real nice and clean and with showers where you can come and sleep under the stars at night in your special tents, your booths, whatever you'd like to make, or if you're prerogative, the motels are only 4 miles away. It's on a great highway, and here in East Tennessee, right off of Interstate 75 at exit 60. That's easy to remember. Exit 60, 4 miles off of exit 60 on Highway 75. That's Interstate 75. And in the message tonight, I'd like to talk to you about responsibility and good stewards. You only have one time to live, ladies and gentlemen, to go around. And the Bible said, make your election and calling sure. The kingdom of heaven, Matthew 25, verse 14 for our text tonight, is like a man traveling into a far country. Now, we're talking about the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of Yah, who called his own servants. Now, we've called you for a purpose of responsibility to fix a place where we can have the sanctuary built right here in central eastern Tennessee, where that it's basically the more states border Tennessee than almost any state in the Union. It's very, the weather is on the average is 58 degrees year round. Now, that's fabulous, almost 60 degrees. Winter and summer, that's an average. It does get a little hot in the summertime sometimes. Gets a little cold in the winter sometimes. But on an average, it's beautiful weather, especially in the fall. I love fall. I love spring. Now, this fall, help us. Like a man traveling into a far country, and he delivered unto them his goods. Now, what has Yahweh gave you in a talent? We have engineers, we have lawyers, we have doctors, believe it or not. I mean, we have lawyers and attorneys. One that just a very prominent attorney helped us out tremendously and is fixing to give us some more help this week. I'm anticipating receiving and can't wait to tell you about the blessing that this gentleman has given us to help us for the fee side. Now, the Bible said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, and knock and it shall be opened. And if you take those words, ask, seek, and knock, and take the first letter out of each three of those words and put them together, it again spells ask. And that's what we're doing. And notice this, he delivered unto them his goods. What's Yahweh give you? What if you give Yahweh is the question. Have you returned? Have you put your money to the money changers? Now this has both physical and mental and spiritual metaphors into this little parable here. And he gave one 5 talents, to another he gave 2, and to another 1. To another man according to his ability, and straightway he took his journey. And then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them 5 other talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 talent went and digged into the earth. Now, here's what we're going to really chastise you people that have failed to deliver for us. And we don't mean to chastise you. We just want to, we want to encourage you to get in on this blessing while it's still open for you. The one that received 1 went and digged into the earth. In other words, he made him, it's the same thing as somebody putting all of his 401k and all the stocks and bonds and treasures or monies that he's made and put it in a bank that's dug into the earth. He hid his master's money. See, I always give you this ability to gain wealth. He's blessed you, give you knowledge. I know you've worked hard. I know that you went to school, and I know that you now know how to make money. That's a gift from Yahweh. It's a talent. After a long time, the master of those servants comes and reckoned with them. Now this is what we've talked about, responsibility. We got to all appear and give an account. Now, if you've done nothing but save your money and held it back and seen your brothers and sisters or the house of Yahweh or the fee side property, you know, why do you have to, why don't you just keep renting, Pastor Buddy? Ladies and gentlemen, we've had some very unpleasant encounters with people who we've rented from, hotels. And I've been in this a long time. I'm starting in my over 50 years I've been in this process. And I've evolved, grown in grace and knowledge. I have a much talent, but what I have, I give it with all of my heart. Right now, coming up this next month, I will give everything that I've got to the property of Yahweh. Everything. Every dime I've got, it goes to Yahweh. 100%. I'm a total giver. I've been a recipient of the blessings of those who have given back because I have tried to set an example of leading the flock. The Bible said the greatest among you shall be a servant. And I find out that the more servants you are, the greater the workload and the responsibility. That's how Yahweh works it. Now, notice this, and likewise, he that received one talent buried it, and this is what he said. After a long time, the master of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. That's when he's coming, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to bow the knee. You're going to give an account for the talents that was delivered unto you, or the master's goods, what he's entrusted you with, what have you done with it? Now, these brothers that have given, I mean, they give till it hurts. One brother has given over $70,000 of his life savings. $70,000 toward the purchase of the fee site, the 20 acres, that is going to be named the King's Gate End in Sweetwater, Tennessee. And so that he that had received five talents came and brought five others, saying, Master, thou deliverest unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained beside those five talents more. His master, Yahweh, said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. It's reciprocal. Give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down. This is what it's all about. You'll never, I'm going to repeat this now, you will never regret giving to Yahweh. Now this property is going to be put in trust. It will continue through generations as long as Yahweh is pleased with our doings. If we love Him, if we fear Him, if we love Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, He'll make us ruler over many things. And think about this. You people that are given, you folks that have already given, and you folks that are thinking about it, if one soul repents and is saved and baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, there's more rejoicing in heaven over that one sinner. And you've made that possible by making Yahweh a house, a fee site, where we can come together, keep disciples, and teach and preach, sing and shout, sleep out under the stars, have the liberty and the fellowship, stand on an old-fashioned altar. Talk with our altar engineer, so to speak. And we've discussed some of the things that we would like to have at this particular altar, which we were not permitted to have in some of the others that we've had. We've been limited. Most of the property's been borrowed. And most the people that give us a fee site place to have it, I'm talking about private property, it's a burden on them. And it taxes their property, their home, and things of this nature. And we're well aware of this because it is a great undertaking to sponsor a festival. I know that. I've been in many of them. I know the labor of love. But if you don't love Yahweh more than you love your own self, this is going to get on your mind. This is going to worry you. You're going to be tired. You're going to be, why won't you all have it somewhere else? And we face those things. And it makes us sad that brothers and sisters don't have enough faith or enough courage or enough patience to tolerate the service that's demanded of a servant. Now, a good steward, again, would understand these things. A wise man is a man that layeth up his treasures in the king's house. A fool is a man that is foolish that layeth up treasures in his own house. You see the difference? All right? Now listen to this. He that had received 2 talents came and said, Master, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I've gained 2 other talents, and beside them, and his master said unto him, listen now, same thing. Well, good, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of thy master. Listen to this now. Enter into the joy of thy master. Ain't that something? Enter unto the joy of thy master. Oh, my. Now, let's say that you've robbed Yahweh. You haven't given him any tithes lately. You've been shirking. You had to spend them at Wally World, or you had to put them in a bank thinking that you're just going to save for a rainy day. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have a rainy day if you don't give to Yahweh. Your treasure bag is going to have holes in it. The moth's going to break through. Servants, 1 Peter 2:18, be submissive to your masters with all fear. Now, who's your master? Enter into the master's joy. Well, he just said that it was him who gave the reward to the responsible and the faithful, them that had kept the faith and hadn't denied his name. But also, listen to this. Not only to the good and the gentle. You know, it's easy to agree with somebody that agrees with you or somebody you like. But listen to what the Bible says. This is the going the extra mile. Those who you don't like, those who are harsh, maybe they just rub your personality. But the Bible said be good not only to the gentle but to the harsh. For this is commendable. If because of consciousness toward Yahweh, one endures grief, it's a lot of grief put up with about 75 or 80 people or 100 people in the name of Yahweh. Every one of them asking where your restroom is or wherever one of them, where's your bread? Got any more mayonnaise? Got any more ketchup? Got any more mustard? What's to eat? Raid the pantry. I need a snack at 12 o'clock. Got any popcorn or ice cream or whatever? It causes grief, suffering. For what credit is it when you are beaten for your faults? You take it patiently. But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before Yahweh. For to this you were called. Because the Messiah also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. And wives, likewise, you be submissive to your own husbands. That don't mean just in the bedroom. When men read this, oh, wait a minute, now I'm king here. You give me what I want. A wife and a husband should be on equal footing, agreeing or disagreeing in equal representation with one vote apiece. Now, let's say that you and your wife disagree on something. What are you supposed to do, fight and pull her hair and club her down like a caveman and drag her to the bedroom? No. Take it to Yahweh. He's the tiebreaker. Go with the word. Husbands, love your wives even as the Messiah, Yahweh in a flesh body, loved his people. Be submissive, that even if some do not obey the word, now we're talking about those who these wives can win. They without, you know, some people, now, you know, some preachers, you know, they think that it's to them to preach the word, and you're the soul winner, and a sister has no place to win souls. But did you know just a good home-cooked meal that a stranger that drops in and they go and prepare a meal, that's a good icebreaker? That you know you've done followed a man's heart, as the old saying goes, to a man's heart is through his stomach. And basically it's true if he's treated hospitable. If he's not, I went to some tables and sat down, and you could tell the wife was slinging dishes and breaking bowls, and because she had to fix a special dinner for somebody, and I was just politely push my plate back after I break bread, ask for a glass of water, and drink it, and then leave. Don't even salute the house, because there's an ill spirit there, a spirit that doesn't want to serve Yahweh. My wife has cooked and waited on people that's been here for visiting with me, learning about the Bible, for weeks at a time. She's never once done enough for the strangers that she's lodged. Now, that's love. That's being a wife. Therefore, wife, be in the word. That without the word, these may be won by the conduct of the wife. When they observe your chaste contact or conduct, accompanied by fear. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon Yahweh, who is coming to exact the talents and to take stock of what you've done with what he's blessed you with. Now, if you're sitting on a stash and see the house of Yahweh bare and naked, you living in a house of cedar or a stonemason house, and you're uptown and you got a 3-car garage and you're keeping up with the Joneses, but you've left Yahweh sitting there without a place. I mean, we've got a tent. We purchased a tent, and this spring in the festival of Passover, we actually sat for at least six days out of the 7 or the 8 days that we were there. I think only about 2 days was without rain. I'm not kidding you. It literally rained every day. Our tent was set in a place, the only place we had to set it, in a sideline place where the water ran down the hill and spilled under the tent. The sister sat there with her feet wet, the brothers got soaked trying to get the water off the top of the, you know how it ponds up. Not one complaint. Not one complaint did I hear. The sisters cooked in these conditions and tried to serve in these conditions. Not one complaint that I heard. They might have been some, but they didn't come to the ears of a servant of Yahweh. I didn't hear anything. It was all positive. Now some that were negative, they quit. And they haven't returned. They quit on their own. Nothing was said to me. They just quit. They just disappeared. No explanation. Just walked away. Maybe they felt like they had a reason. But the Bible said, if you have an ought against your brother, go to him and him alone. We didn't receive one complaint. But, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. Until they said, have mercy upon us, O Yahweh, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with the contempt of the world. Please, Yahweh. I talked to a guy in Wisconsin, a good brother of mine, and he said, buddy, if we don't get some help from the high country, he said, I feel like that we are in the last days. I said, brother, you are right. But have you read the last chapter? Somehow, some way, somewhere, I don't know when, I don't know how, and I really don't understand why we win. Yahweh's coming to redeem. Yahweh's coming to reward the faithful. Romans 12 and 10. Be kindly affected one to another. Listen to this now. Be kindly affected. Be kindly affected now. One to another with brotherly and sisterly love and honor, preferring one another, not slothful in business. Come on now, pony up. If you're sitting there on a nest egg and you've got it hid in the earth, you're hiding your talents. Yahweh, right now, we have officially, now this place don't belong to Buddy, don't belong to anyone. There's no names on the deed except those who were necessary to obtain the deed, clear title, and then it goes to a trust operated by the elders of the Kingsgate Inn. It will forever, as long as I'm alive, be a place where you can hang your hat, have your plate filled with good, delicious food. We got some of the best cooks in the South and the North and the East and the West. They come from all around. They contribute. They pitch in. Faithful. I mean, they cook for 100 people or 200 people. Ladies and gentlemen, it's nothing for them to whip up a meal. And I'm amazed sometimes how they get it done. I really am. Sometimes we run low on the menu, and we don't have enough feed to, you know, when people show up that you didn't expect, that don't mean that we start cussing and fussing and mumbling because we go to bed hungry. I give up my position at the table to see others enjoy it and to eat to their full. And that's a reward of those who are righteous and those who are good stewards. When you come, bring a can of tomato soup. Bring something to the festival. Load your car up with an extra set of groceries. And give to the festival where we won't be out. You know, we spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And you can ask the brothers and sisters that keep up the accounting. We've spent thousands of dollars, literally thousands of dollars, to feed the people that come. We never dun people. We never charge them to come to the festival. We always make it a free will offering, and Yahweh is always blessed. And the last few years, for some reason, He's given us a surplus. We've had, right now, in our feast fund, we've had a surplus where we can now take it out. Now, right now, we're broke because we give everything in the feast fund. I mean, we've scraped and the bottom of a cookie jar, so to speak. Now, we're going to have to live lean. We're going to depend more on you bringing more of the foodstuffs and things of this nature, but we really appreciate you. Listen to this now. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. For even when we were with you, Paul's ministry, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Well, Paul was aware of what went on at festivals and Sabbath meetings. If you don't work, you don't eat. Come with your gloves. Don't come and just lay out and stretch and say, oh, I'm going down on vacation. This ain't vacation. This is a time to put your faith to work. I mean, I just can't do enough for Yahweh. We got brothers that, you know, they just can't do enough. Sisters, they just can't do enough. They volunteer to work. We got a precious sister that from the state of North Carolina, and man, she is an excellent cook, and I've spoke of her before, just like Phoebe was mentioned in the book of the 16th chapter of the book of Romans. Paul, he picked her out. Now this sister, we can't do enough. She said, when we buy the property, it's got a little trailer on it, and the people that live on it smoke. And it's all smoked up. She can't wait to get over here and help my wife clean it up. Now, others would come if they weren't hundreds of miles away. She just happens to be 150. But she's volunteering. She said, but we'll get that cleaned up. She don't want me to live and breathe the smoke. Not that I haven't done it, because I've smoked before. But she wanted to clean it up for me. And I was just so humbled by that. That people would love you good enough. And that's what it says, that if any should do no work, should not eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly. So if you don't work, you don't eat, according to Paul. Working not at all, but are busybodies. Now, when they that are such, we command and exhort by our master, Yahweh, the Savior, the Messiah, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. Quietness. Don't be a busybody.
Hey, what all went on at the festival?
Really ought to be none of your business if you wasn't there. If you didn't attend it, you broke Yahweh's golden rule. Fail not to assemble 3 times a year. You see that? And you know what he said? You're supposed to set aside your food, your tithes, your tomatoes, your onions, whatever you've got, and bring 1/5 of those to that festival for that particular time. That's the rules. Very few people do it. That's why I said not come empty-handed. Now, if you don't work, you don't eat. Well, if we didn't have people go in their pocket and pay for the food, some people won't give a dime, and they won't work. All they want to do is sit around and tell jokes. Man, this is time for keep it holy. Now, Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, and I've got to close. Man, my time is coming up. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, of Elohim. In it that thou shalt not do any work. See, it's a time to rest and to recharge your batteries, to study and to pray and have fellowship. My wife, she fasts about every Sabbath, and she's got this, it's a day that she knows things quieten down around here, at least halfway. And you know, she don't particularly like to cook, and so she takes that day off, and she fasts. And I told her, a Sabbath is a festival. It's a time to eat and rejoice and be thankful for what Yahweh's blessed you. But it's her only time. Other times she's obligated, and few understand what a woman's job is in the kitchen. A woman's work is never done. A man can come in and get the paper after he works and throw his feet up on the couch and he's let his wife go and clean the house and everything else. But let your wife rest a little bit. Give her glory. Give her honor. She gets out and works for you. We've got sisters that go out and make half the earning or make, and some of them more, and work readily. Because, you know, sometimes here lately a man can't get a job. Notice this. The ruling class in the day of the Messiah did not like the Messiah doing the works of Yahweh on the Sabbath. Now, they was healing, blessing, rejoicing, opening blind eyes, and teaching the word. This is what he was about on his Sabbath day. We love you tonight, and we praise Yahweh for you. Did you know that Yahweh is coming very soon for people that has kept the faith and hasn't denied his name? Would you like to join in our quest to be righteous stewards of Yahweh's blessings? If you are, help us bring about this wonderful, wonderful big sight. It's a beautiful sight. We need your help. Call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. Say, Pastor Buddy, I'm committing. I've got a few cousins. I've got a tractor. I need a tractor. Help us. Some people want to charge us for it. We're asking Yahweh to open your heart out of the goodness He's blessed you with, health and strength and money. If you can give us something, give it to us. We need a tractor. We're making that appeal. We'll come and get it. We need a miracle. We need some building materials. And all the needs go on. We're just beginning to need things. Help us. Get your heart right. Be faithful stewards. We've been faithful over a few things. Let righteousness reign in your heart. And He'll make you ruler over many. I'll see you come Monday. Yahweh willing. And a great number. I love you very much. And blessings to you. In the mighty name of Yahweh. And I appreciate all that's given this week. May Yahweh deeply bless you in the years to come with health and strength and the joy of the Spirit.
He would not understand, and he could not believe until he touched it with his hand. Now I'm ashamed to say it, he's a lot like me. I want to believe it, Lord, but first I gotta see. I'm looking for a miracle. Oh, I'm looking for a miracle. Oh, I'm looking for a miracle, and I know it's just a matter of time. I'm looking for a miracle. Oh, I'm looking for a miracle. And I know it's just a matter of time. I'm looking for a miracle. Oh, I'm looking for a miracle. Oh, I'm looking for a miracle.